Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem. We are holding at the very top of Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The last thing we mentioned yesterday, though, I just want to make one more quick point. The last thing we mentioned yesterday is the concept of Hol V'Savad Bei Mitzvah Chad and Avad Bei Mitzvah Achriti. That once we do one mitzvah with something, we try to do another mitzvah with something. The Gemara had said that when Rav Ami and Rav Asi would come across the bread that was used for the Eruv, they would make a bracha of Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz on that bread because of trying to do another mitzvah with the same bread. And Pashlis is talking about making Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz for Lechem Mishnah, so they would do the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So just in the back of the Gemara, the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel gives several other examples of where we say Hol V'Savad Bei Mitzvah Chad and Avad Bei Mitzvah Achriti. He quotes from the Marivai and some kuf sadi gimel lahasik hatanur belulav kiven the savv be mitzvah chada umarizal hayiragil lasos menu hasik b'fiatanur b'shas afias hamatzos, that the minhag Yisrael, that people very often save their lulavim to use as firewood for burning the chametz, or for, he doesn't talk about for burning the chametz, that's what we do, for baking the matzos, that they would use it to bake the matzos, because once you did one mitzvah with the lulav, so even though tashmishe mitzvah, like lulav la'acharzman mitzvah, and once the mitzvah is over, they don't have to be treated with any special kedusha, they're not nignazim, they don't have to be buried, they don't have to be put in shemus, but still you have this concept that once you use that chefza to do one mitzvah, you try to do another mitzvah. And he says, mishum diyesh shvach etzim bapas, why better to bake matzahs from it than it is to, let's say, burn chametz with it, because there's shvach etzim bepas, that the bread somehow is infused with some of the qualities of the etzim that are used. Of the etzim are of qualities of mitzvah, that's going to infuse the matzahs with qualities of mitzvahs. And he says, da hainu shenoagim lasu simen besvarim betzitzios hanizrakim mehaitaima. That's the same reason that people have a minhag that they take tzitzis, that tzitzis strings that fall off, and they use it as a bookmark in Svarim. Also, because once you did one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah with it. He quotes Marik Sharish Memal Shal Shuv Tashbeit, says another one. He says the Efshar Dukshe Erisin V'Chasima Saksuba Nasim Ka'achas, that when we do the Erisin and the Ksuba at the same time, where it used to be they would do the Erisin a year in advance, but now we do it all at the wedding. We do it all together. To Tov Shiu Edei Erisin Edei Ksuba, that the same Edim who are on the Edei Kiddushin should also be the Edim on the Ksuba. Why? Because V'yesh Lidmel Sel the Rifta De Ruva B'Shabbat Adem Varch L'Amotzi Hol V'Sav Be Mitzvah Chad and Av Be Mitzvah Achriti. Tashbeit says the same concept. So since these Edim already did one mitzvah, you already did one mitzvah using these Edim, so you do another mitzvah using these same Edim. But that last example Rav Yosef Engel doesn't like so much. He says that last example is very different. All the other examples were a cheftza. You took a cheftza that did one mitzvah, and then you do another mitzvah with that same cheftza. This last one is a gavra. These people are human beings. So it's more klapei them. They have some inyan of continuing to do mitzvahs. So that's a different concept. That's hamaskul b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. That when someone starts to do one mitzvah, we tell them, good, finish, continue to do a mitzvah. That's not the same concept as hol v'savad b'mitzvah chada. Hol v'savad b'mitzvah chada is din in the cheftza. So the concept of hamaskul b'mitzvah is a concept Shulchan Aruch mentions in regards to slichos. In Yana Diyama, that when a person says, when a person is the shliach tzibur for slichos, so there's a minhag, Shulchan Aruch quotes, to have him be the shliach tzibur for chakras as well. Because a maschil b'mitzvah, I'm lo gemar. If someone starts off a mitzvah, you tell him gemar. Salvechik points out that that's a very unusual application of a maschil b'mitzvah, because normally you would think that, what do you mean? Slichos is a totally different tefillah than chakras. Why is that the same mitzvah? It's a totally different mitzvah. Do we ever have a minhag that the same person who daven chakras should daven mincha? Because a maschil mitzvah am lo gemar, so why should the person daven slichos daven shachris? So he says, no, you have to understand the fundamental nature of slichos. Slichos is not a fourth tefillah that we add in the day, like a musaf. No, slichos is the hakdama to all tefillos hayom. Meaning it's something that adds meaning and adds a certain level of intensity to all tefillos hayom. So as a hakdama to all to the other tefillos hayom, it certainly is part of the same mitzvah. Okay, so says the Gemara now at the top, Mem Amar Alf, Amar Rav, Tol Bruch, Eino Tzarek Levarich. If a person had made a motzi on bread and he started cutting the bread before he had tasted himself, before he had taken any of the bread in his own mouth, mouth. He tells other people, tol bruch, come take a little bit and make a bracha. So if he does that, he doesn't have to make another bracha. It's not considered a hafzik. Why does he have to say tol bruch twice? We get the idea when he say it once. So some of the achronim point out that maybe the Gemara is trying to say that even if you were mafzik, the amount of time that it takes to say four words, because normally shalom alecha Rebbe is considered a hafzik. So we want to say the amount of time it takes to say four words, tol bruch, you double it up. Still, ain't no tzarech levarich, you don't have to make another bracha, because even though speaking is considered a hafzik when it comes to brachos, as Rashi points out from the Gemara Menachos, sach bein tefillin letefillin, tzarech levarich, if a person speaks in between tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, he needs a new bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, v'chein b'kisei adam, hach sicha, tzarech bracha v'lo mifsika. This sicha is okay. It's not considered a hafzik because it's considered to be letzarech the bracha. But the Gemara says ein tzarech levarich. You don't have to make a new bracha. But it does not say lechadchila you should go and say tol bruch after making your amotzi before eating. Meaning this clearly seems to be, and this quote in the Raman in Kuf Samach Zayin, a din b'diyeved that it's not a hafzik. Lechadchila one is not allowed to be mafzik, and that's the implication of our Gemara as well. However, the Gemara says next line, Havei melech, havei liftan, tzarech levarich. If a person says, bring salt, so bring liftan, bring something to be melafis the pas, to make the bread more flavorful. So if he says that before he tastes the bread, then he's going to need a new bracha. That is considered to be a hefsik in the bracha, because we look at Rashi. Let's see. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says even Avi Melech Avi Liftan, you don't have to make a new bracha. That is that also is considered to be tzarech the bread. Gavaluturi, tzarech levarich. Rav Sheshes Samra Filu Gavaluturi Nami Eino Tzarech Levarich. Then Machlokas, what if you say, prepare food for the oxen? Turi is the oxen. Prepare food for the oxen. Make sure they have what to eat. So you say that after you make your bracha, before you eat your own food. So also Machlokas Amaraim, is that considered a hefsik? Do you need to make a new bracha? Or is that considered Lutzorech Yor Achila? Why would it be considered Lutzorech Yor Achila? Tam Rav Yidam Rav, Asaladim Shiochel, Kodim Shiit and Machel, Behemto. Because the halacha is a person is not allowed to eat before he gives food to his animals. Shnemer v'nasati yesu b'sarchalim techa, v'hadar, v'yachalta v'savata. First it says you go and you give food to your animal, then it says v'yachalta v'savata. So we see that it's a requirement to give food to your animal before you eat. So in order to be matir yourself to eat, so you have to take care of the animals first, and that's why it's not considered a hafzik according to Rav Sheshes. Now the Tosfos of here points out Havei Melech Tzarech Levarich. So if you look about five lines into the skinny lines, Tosfos says Va'anu Ein Anu Regilim Lahavia L'Shulchan Lo Melech Lo Liftan Mishum Depas Shalanu Chashuv. He says our minhag is that we don't bring salt onto the table because our bread is very chashuv. Va'reu Ki Hadamer B'Sam Less din tzarech b'shash, that there's no need to wait and to delay in order just to bring melech because our bread is perfectly fine. Miu Rabbi Menachem hayimedaktik ma'od lahavi melech al shulchan. However, the Tosfos quotes Rabbi Menachem was very careful to bring salt on the table. Kedisa b'medrash k'she Yisrael yoshen al shulchan umamtinin ze'ezah at sheyitlu yudeyem vehein below mitzvos hasatan mekatrig aleim ubris melech megan aleim. Unbelievable. Why is it that we have salt on the table? Because when the Jewish people wash and they're waiting for everybody else to wash, so they're waiting for the person to come and make hamotzi and for all the challah to be handed out, what's going on at that moment? Nothing. Nobody's doing anything. It's pure bittul Torah. So that's a great kitrug against everybody sitting at that table. So we need some protection. You would think that that's the best time of the meal. That's the time where there's no lashon hara. There's no rechilus. Everything is great at that time. No, but it's bittul Torah. So the satan is mekatrig on klal Yisrael. So that's why we need the bris melech. We need the melech on the table. The mainav kamina, whether the reason is because you need it for the bread or you just need it to be megan on klal Yisrael. So nafkamina would be, do you need to actually eat the salt, or is it just a maila to have salt on the table, right? If the reason is because it's needed for the bread, somehow it has an impact on the bread, because your bread is not considered, our bread is naki, but if our bread were not naki, we're not such fine bread, and we need it for the bread, you need to actually use it. This is just having a din, having it on the table. The Ramah quotes a third reason that we have salt on the table, is zecher to the shulchan domel l'mizbeach, and by the mizbeach, the karbanos required melicha, you needed melech on the karbanos. So that was a melech that was sprinkled on top of the karbanos. So that may be another nafkamina, you should dip into the melech, or sprinkle the melech on top of the bread. So these are three different reasons why one would have melech on the table. There are those that are noeg not to have melech on the table, not to have salt on the table on Friday night. When I was by my Rebbe Rav Silver in Har Nof, he said that his grandfather's minhag, Rav Lezer Silver, was that on Friday night they didn't have salt. And that was based on the Shulchan Dam L'Mizbeach reason, that assuming that the reason is like the Ramah, that it's like a Mizbeach, but there is no burning of Karbanos on Friday night. That's every other night where you would burn the Karbanos. But on Friday night, there was nothing going on the Mizbeach on Friday night, so they wouldn't have Melech. I think that's how the Achronim explain why the Ramah says, is Machlokas Mechab Ramah, whether you're supposed to use Melech for matzah. Should you dip your matzah? They'll say there in salt. The Mechaber says, yeah, it's like every other time you're supposed to have melech, and the Ramah says, no, you're not supposed to do that. What about the Ramah saying that you're always supposed to have melech on the table? Yeah, but maybe not on the nights of Shabbos and Yantiv, where the Mizbeach wasn't busy burning yesterday's karbanos on the nights of Shabbos and Yantiv. So that's in terms of the melech on the table. Now, what about this idea of not eating before you give to your behema? So there's in the back of the Gemara, there's a sefer called Omer Hashikha, but Omer with an aleph instead of with an ayin. So he quotes that the Rif and the Rush quote this din that it's aser sheyit om kodem sheyitein machal lebehemto, that you're not allowed to taste anything. What was the gears in our Gemara? Our Gemara says asuladam she yochal kodem sheyitein machal lebehemto, that you're not allowed to eat before you give something to your animal. And if you notice on the side of the Gemara, it says, "Begitnisa sheyitom klum atchiyitain." This is Zugi Mesechus Gitin as well. And Mesechus Gitin doesn't say sheyochal, it says sheyitom. So what's the difference whether it's yochal or yitom? Big difference. Achilos bekazayis. Ti'imas with any shear, with any amount, are you allowed to take even a little bit into your mouth to save yourself from the hafsuk with the bracha? Maybe you could just take a little bit, take a tiny little bite. So if it's an isra achila, you could take a tiny little bite. He quotes the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Nilchaz, Kasim Shmei de Gemara, Dasu Litom, Vine B'Shulchan Aruch, Lo Kasuf Shum Dover Mizeh, Imasu Litom, Alechel Kodim Shiit and Machel Behemto, Vlo Yodana Tam Hashmati. He says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this at all, and I have no idea why. He has no idea why the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out, but the Magen Avraham seems to assume that it's a din in Asr Litom, in Ti'ima, not a din in Achila. What about in drinking? Are you allowed to drink before you give to your behemoth? So the Magen Avraham in Kuf Samuk Zayin, Sivkat Nilches, quotes from the Sefer Chasidim that you're allowed to drink before you give to your animal to drink, and the Raya is from Rivka Yimenu, Bereshis Perachav Dalit, Pasuk Yilches, Shasei V'gam Gamalecha Ashke. She says to Eliezer, you drink, and then I'll give to your animals to drink also. What do you mean, then I'll give to your animals to drink? He's not allowed to drink before his No, drinking apparently is different. So the Achronim just asked the Kasha, why didn't the Sefer Chasidim bring the Raya? Why didn't the Magen Avraham bring the Raya from a Pasuk, another Pasuk in Chumash, V'ishkisa as Ha'eda ve'es bi'iram, that first be Mashka the Eda, and then be Iram, then be Mashka, their animals. So some of the Achronim point out, well, if you actually look in Rabbi Yehuda Chasser, in the original source, he does quote that Pasuk also. So it's hard to ask a Kasha, why didn't he quote this Pasuk? He actually did quote this Pasuk, it's just the Magen Avraham doesn't quote this Pasuk in that context. The implication of the Gemara also, the Gemara says, Afilu gavel l'turi la v'hefzik, that because so you're allowed to say gavel l'turi. The implication of the Gemara is that once you say gavel l'turi, then it's all good. That once you say those words, even before you've actually fed the animal, as long as you've taken care of it by telling somebody else to take care of it, then that's good enough. So nafkamina would be, let's say you're on vacation and you took care of who's going to go in and feed your pets while you're gone. So do you have to make sure that they've actually fed your pets before you eat? Or is it, no, it's taken care of. The pets are going to be fed. So the implication of the Gemara is that they don't have to actually eat They just need to, it needs to be musudar. Everything needs to be already taken care of. There's also a discussion whether this is a din d'arais or a din d'rabanan. The Magen Avraham and Reish Ha'inal of Sifkat Yud Beis quotes in the Maram that the iser to eat before you feed your behema is nisr d'arisa, but the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avadim sounds like it's only a derech hasidus, because he equates being machal behema and being machal yevet keinei avadim el yad adonehem. So and even if it's only a nisr d'rabban or midas hasidus, apparently it still wouldn't be a hefsek. I mean, that's the great chiddush of the Gemara, that even if you hold like the Rambam that it's only midas hasidus, apparently it's still not a hefsek in your bracha, that it's an important enough midas chasidus. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, two dots about 8 lines in on the page in Mem Amud Aleph. Amar Rava bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Ein abotzei Rashi levtzoa ad sheyaviu melech liftan lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Person is not allowed to break the bread until everyone has salt on the table or liftan, something to put on the bread. Rava bar Shmuel ikla lebeir resh kolusa afikulei rifto batzal lehadya. Amar lei hader mar mishmaite. So one time Rava bar Shmuel went to the Reish Galusa, they brought him out some bread, and he just cut right into the bread. He didn't wait for everybody to have salt. So he said, oh, you changed your mind? Amar lahu, less day in Tzarech Peshesh. He says, no, this kind of bread doesn't require any delay. This is a very very good kind of bread, a high quality bread, and therefore we don't have to wait. It's a pas nikia. Pas nikia doesn't require any liftan, doesn't require any melech, and like we said, pointed out in Tosfos, that's if the whole reason you have melech is to give flavor to the bread. But if you have melech for other reasons, then you may want to have salt on the table anyway, like the to save us from the kitrug of the satan. The mei raglayim will only really be able to empty his bladder when he goes to the bathroom if he urinates sitting down. Rashi points out, really biologically, l'chora it works the opposite, that when a person stands he's more able to empty his bladder. But Rashi points out that when you're standing, who doig shlo yiplu nitzotzot al raglav, he's concerned that there are going to be splashes or sprinkles on his legs, so he's not gonna completely empty his bladder. But the yeshiva, he has no such concern when he's sitting, and that's why it's gonna be he's gonna be more capable of emptying his bladder. Amar Rav Kana, uba afre tichach afilu ba'amida. But if he's urinating into soft ground where it's not gonna splatter anywhere, then even if he's standing, v'leka afre tichach yamun makom gavah v'yashin l'makom madron. If there's no afre tichach, then he can stand in a high place and urinate into an area that's on a slant where it's not going to come back, it's not going to splash back. Why are we quoting any of this? What does this have to do with anything? It's Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya. So once we mentioned Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya about being botzea with salt on the table, so we mentioned another teaching of the same Amora, but it's got nothing to do with anything. Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmeid Rabbi Chiya Achar Kol Achilascha Achol Melech. Another statement by the same Amora, but this one has a lot to do with what we were talking about. Not only do we have melech on the table at the very beginning of a meal, after everything you eat, you should eat something salty. You should eat some salt. And after everything else that you drink, you should drink water. And that's going to be very healthy. You won't get damaged. We have a brisa that says just like that. Tanya Idach. Achol kol machlav lo achol melech, shasa kol mashkin lo shasa mayim, b'yom yidag min reich hapeh, u'b'layla yidag min rei askara. Another braisa puts it in more, with a more negative spin. That what if you don't do it? What if you eat other foods, but you don't eat salt? You drink everything else, but you don't drink water? So if it's daytime, you have to worry about bad breath. That such eating habits are going to lead to bad breath during the day. At nighttime, where I guess you're not talking to as many people, you don't have to worry so much about bad breath, yidag min rei askara, you have bigger problems. You have to worry about illnesses that come, stomach ailments that will affect you. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamakafa Achilaso B'mayim. If someone floats his food in water, meaning you drink a lot of water during your meals, Enu Bali Dechali Me'ayim, you'll save yourself stomach problems. Right? This is true. This is a true medically halacha lemaisa that a person drinks a lot of water. It helps save from constipation and things like that. So a person floats his food in water, he's not going to have stomach ailments. V'kama, how much water should he have? Amar Rav Chisa, keton lepas, 1 keton of water. for bread. Amr of Mari Amr of Yochanan, Haragil ba Adashim, Achas Shoshim Yom, Munea Askra Mitoch Besov. Person eats lentils once every 30 days, he will remove Askara from his house. That type of illness won't strike his house. Aval Kol Yom Alo, but it's not the type of food that you want to have every single day. My Taima, Mishum Dekasha Larea Chapeh, because it's not good, it will be bad for bad breath. Vamrav Mariam Rabbi Yochanan, Haragil Bechardel Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Person has mustard once every 30 days. Monea Chaloi Mitoch Beso is going to withhold various illnesses from his house. Aval Kol Yom Alo, but you shouldn't do it every day. My Taima Mishum Dekasha L'Chul Shad Deliba. It won't be good for his heart. It will weaken his heart. Amrav Chivarashi Amrav, Haragil Bedalgim Katanim, Enu Bali De Choli Me'ayim. If a person eats small fish, he's not going to have stomach problems. V'lo od, elish dagim ketanim mafrin umarbin umarvin kol gufa shel adam. That dagim ketanim will be good for pru revu, and it brings health to the person's entire body. So it's a very healthy thing to eat small fish. Amrav Chaim Rav Chanina, ragil beketzach eno ba lidei ke'ev lev. If a person eats ketzach, so that's not going to he won't suffer from heartache. Meiser Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer Ketzach Echad Mishishim Simani Amavesu. Wait a second, Rav Shmuel Gamliel said no. This is one of the 60 recipes of death. Is Ketzach Vayashen the Mizrach Grono Doma Brosho, and someone who sleeps near the eastern side of the Goren of the threshing floor where they have Ketzach. Doma Barosho, it's like he's committing suicide. So it sounds like it's really not such a good thing. So says Gemara Lo Kasha, Haberecho Habetaimo. There's the difference between the smell of Ketzach and the taste of Ketzach. The smell is a very bad thing. The taste is apparently a good thing. That's Rashi says, Harech Kasha. That's why you don't want to be on the eastern side of the threshing floor where they have Ketzach, because the wind will blow in one direction. You'll smell it. That'll be very unhealthy. But eating it, the taste of it, is very healthy, is very good. The mother of Rabbi Yirmiya would bake a bread with ketzach. She would be medabek it, but she would peel it also, so to take away some of the reyach, because she didn't want him to be affected by the reyach, but wanted to get the taste of the ketzach. Now we're back to the discussion in our Mishnah. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that what bracha do you make on green vegetables? So of course, Bar Pri Adama. But Rabbi Yehuda said no, the bracha is Bore Mine Deshaim. Amar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Chinan Bar Papa, Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So right away, all of the Achronim jump all over this. Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that's obvious that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Yachid versus a Rabbim. Whenever you have a Yachid against the Rabbim, Halacha is like the Rabbim. Why would I think that you would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Ra'im Horovitz, Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara, says, Itzrich Lashminan, Da'aftu Hu Yachid Neged Rabbim,
there is a similar machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, in Sukkah Daf Memvav. What if you have several mitzvos to do? You have, let's say, your talis, your tefillin, lots of mitzvos in front of you that you want to do all at one time. So the Chachamim hold that you're supposed to make one bracha, Asher Kirshonim Tosef Mitzvanu, ala mitzvos! Instead of giving a specific bracha for each mitzvah, one general bracha for mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be very specific. Al mitzvos tefillin, ala niach tefillin, right, lesatev patzitzis, separate brachas for each mitzvah. Every mitzvah gets its own bracha. So one might have thought, it's the same machlokas. Over here also, the Tanakhama says, one general bracha, a basic bracha, that you make on all your ratos, bar pri adam, is good enough, that on all vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends what kind of vegetable. You have to be much more specific in your brachos. So one might have thought that just like in Sukkah, Daf Memvav, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're very specific in your brachos. So I might have thought over here also, that you should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda as well. So that's why the Gemara has to dafka go out of its way to say that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Maritz Chayis is also bothered by this actually not Maritza, the Mitzvah Eson is also by this, bothered by this kasha, that why is it that we have to say you paskan like Rabbi Yehuda, obviously ein halacha ki yachid neged rabim, and the Gemara normally asks that in Shabbos Daf Samach Beitz Daf Yiral, if he gives a little bekiyas, where the Gemara asks such a kasha, why do you paskan like the yachid, why do you paskan against the yachid, it's obvious that you paskan against the yachid, why do you need to tell me? So he says, v'yeshlom b'dehava amina, I would have thought that since the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk to support Rabbi Yehuda, so I would have thought that's why we would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that's why the Gemara has to dafka tell me not to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, and that's the other kasha the Achronim ask, is why is it right after we say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, we go and we give the source for Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that's the point. We're trying to explain why we need to paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a good source for Rabbi Yehuda, there's a pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we need to say otherwise. So back in the Gemara, the last medium-sized line, what is Taka the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Once we don't paskin like him, why does he say what he says? Amakra Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What Chibi Yom Baruch Naso Belayla In Baruch Naso. Do we only bless Hashem during the day and not at night? Why does the Dafka say Yom Yom? Elomer Lecha Kol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosav. This teaches us that each and every day we're supposed to give Hashem the brachos that are appropriate for that day. That we change the Shemone Esrei. Let's say you give say different brachos each and every day that are appropriate for that day. Hachanami Kol Min V'Min Tein Lo Mein Berchosav. Just like each day is specific in terms of the types of brachos you say, so too each min is specific in terms of the types of brachos. You make a special bracha on each type of food. This is what we were referring to yesterday. We were discussing the two dinim in bracha rishona. That there's one din in bracha rishona just to be matir ahana. That a din in ana. Whenever you can get ana, you have to be matir ana. But then there's this other din in specific brachos that you say on specific items of kol yom v'yom tein lo mein brachosav kol min v'min tein lo mein brachosav v'amar v'zeir v'itim rav chinim bar papa bo reish lo k'minis kodesh baruch midas basar v'dam. Come and look how different Hashem is than human beings are. Midas basar v'dam kli reikon machzik maleinu machzik. When it comes to the way things normally work down in this world, if you have an empty kli, so you have plenty of space, you can hold a lot of things because you have an empty kli. But if you have a full kli, then you don't have a lot of space. You're not going to be able to hold a lot of things. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Mole Machzik, Reikon Eino Machzik. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is not that way. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the Chachma of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, if you're a Kli Mole, if you're full of the Chachma of Hashem, then you're going to be more capable of holding more. Whereas if you're empty, then you're less capable of holding more. Shnema Vayomer Mshema Tishma, Mshema Tishma, Vimlav Lo Tishma. So that if you've already been Shemoa, if you already learned a lot of Torah, then Tishma, then you'll be ready for more Torah. You're more capable of learning Torah when you've learned a lot already than when you've learned very little. Davar Achram Shema B'Yashan Tishma B'Chadash V'Yim Yifna Levav Chashuv Lo Tishma. If you've already heard, if you're Shema B'Yashan, if you're Chazer, if you go over your learning over and over again, then you'll be more capable of Tishma B'Chadash, then you'll be able to learn new things. But if you turn your heart away from your learning, it's okay, that daf is gone, I'll never look back at it again, I have no system of trying to ever go over it, so then you're not going to be, then it will be low Tishma. There always has to be a sense of Chazara in the learning. The Rav Yashiv raises the question, all the Achronim ask the question, is that really true that in other Chachmos, that when you learn more of it, so now you're less capable of learning, of taking the next step? I thought, like, if you learn arithmetic, that will be helpful to learning calculus, let's say, to learning the next level. You always need to lay the groundwork, no? For the next level of limud in all areas of Chachma. Why is that unique to Torah? So he suggests, no, but in other Chachmos, once you finish the topic, there's nothing else to do. You finish the topic, learning it again is not going to give you new insight. But in Torah, the more you chazer, the more new insight you get. But I'm not sure if that's true also. I'm not a big Madda person. I don't know so much. But I think in a lot of other Chachmas also, that the more you study, a certain area of science or whatever, the more insight you're going to have and the more it's going to develop. I thought that maybe Pshat was different. That unlike... other chachmos where there's not so much interdisciplinary crossover. Meaning, if a person is very strong in English literature, let's say, it's not necessarily going to help him as a mathematician, right? That the crossover from one to the other is not going to help very much. In Torah, kol haTorah kula is in yin echad. You learn Maseches Brachos, it's going to help you learn Maseches Ksuvos, it's going to help you learn Maseches Gittin. That's the kunz in Torah. That when a person it all relates to each other and on the same level, to the extent that we haven't learned Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Shachter always likes to point this out, to the extent that a person doesn't learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and they think they've mastered a given Masechta, if you've only learned one Masechta, then it's impossible that you've mastered that Masechta. Because you can learn all Masechta's Gittin, but you won't know every halacha there is to know about again. Because there happens to be one halacha about Gittin in the Mishnah in Baba Kama that doesn't come up anywhere in Gittin. That Kol HaTorah Kula reflects on each other. That's the uniqueness of, that's the uniqueness that the Gemara is highlighting. Okay, it says the Mishnah, Birich al peros ilan bar pri adama yatsa. If a person makes on fruits that grow from a tree, bar pri adama, he's yotze. Val peros ha'aretz, bar pri ha'etz, lo yatsa. But that which grows from the ground, he makes a bar pri ha'etz, he's not yotze. Val kulam mamar shakol niye b'dvaro yatsa. But no matter what, if you say shahakol, you're always yotze. So man tana de ikar ilan arahi, who's the one that holds that when you make a bar pri adama on fruits that grow on a tree, yotze, because apparently you hold that the main nourishment of the tree is really from the ground, meaning when you're, well, the main growth of the fruit comes from the ground underneath the tree. So I'm Rav Nachman Ritzik, Rav Yudahi, that must be going like Rav Yudah, Ditznan, Yavashamayim, Minitzasi Ha'ilan, maybe Veino Kare. We just read this week's parasha, this past week's parasha, about Mikra Bikurim, that if a person, let's say, brings the fruits, but by the time he brings his Bikurim, the tree that it came from is already no longer there. So can you read the Parshas Bikurim and say that this fruit came from the land that you had given me? Well, if it comes from the land under the tree, so then yeah, you could say it. But if you view it as coming primarily from the tree, then you can't say the Mikra Bikurim. So we see the Tanakhama says Mevi Veino Kare, Rabbi Yudomer Mevi Vikare. Rabbi Yudhi says he still can say the Mikra Bikurim. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about where the fruit really comes from primarily, the tree or the ground underneath the tree. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that apparently it comes from the ground underneath the tree, that's why you could still be korei even after the tree is cut down. Al peros ha'aretz, the Mishnah had said that if a person on peros ha'aretz makes a bar priya eitz, he's not yotze. Pshita, Amr of Nachum Reisach lo nitzrucha el Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's coming to tell me chiddush like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Da Amr chita min ilanhi. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even wheat is considered to be a tree, and therefore one might have thought that on wheat, if you say a bar priya eitz, you'd be yotze. Well, why would you think wheat is a tree? Titania. We have a braisa. What was the Eitz Hadas that Adam ate from? What was that Eitz Hadas? We're going to have many shitos. Not an apple tree. Ilan shachlum menu Adam Rishon. Ramei Romer, Gefen Hoya. Shein lecha davar shemevi yolala ala Adam ela yayin. That it must have been Gefen, it must have been a grapevine, was the Eitz Hadas, because nothing brings groaning to a person more than wine. It causes all sorts of tzaras. It's also in Yana Diyomi. Yolala is the lashon the Gemara used to describe the sound of the trua, right? That it's kenuche ganuch v'yulula yalil. Nothing brings the moaning and the groaning to a person more than wine does. Shnemar v'yeshmin yayin v'yeshaker, that you get drunk from wine and then you do things you regret. So that was Adam Rishon. Rabbi Nechemia Omer te'ena ha'isa. Rabbi Nechemia says that it was a fig tree. Shebedavar sheneskalklu bo niskenu, because in the same thing that they messed up with, that they did the averu with, that's how they were misakein by making themselves clothing with the fig leaves. They sewed together leaves of a fig tree. So they're dafka to take the thing that you stumbled with and use that to fix the situation. So it must have been a fig tree. Rabbi Yehudomer, chita haisa. Can you imagine? The Eitz Hadas that they ate from was a stalk of wheat. She'ena tinok yodea likros abba v'ima achi yitom tam dagan. Where do we get that an Eitz Hadas will be chita? Because a child only has das. His das first develops around the stage where he's able to digest grain. So when he's toim, tam dagan, that's how he knows to call abba v'ima. So that's why it's called the Eitz Hadas. Because it's typically when a human being gets a certain level of das. So I might have thought, well, wow, if you hold the eitz hadas is a chita, so you hold chita as a type of tree, and therefore you can make a bar priya eitz. So come ashmalan, that's why it has to come tell me, hechem varchin bar priya eitz, hechem di chishakalta le lepiri, isi le gavza vadamapik. When do we say bar appropriates. That's if when you take the fruit off the tree, the branches will grow fruit again. But if when you remove the fruit from the tree, like a banana, it's not going to regenerate itself, then it's not appropriates, it's appropriates. But by everything, if you say shakel, yotze it, marafuna, marchut, minapas, minayayin, except for bread and wine, shakel is no good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu pas v'yayin. Even bread and wine is good. Name a ketanoi. Ra pas v'omer kamenoa pasu baruch hamakom shabara. Let's say a person sees bread. He says, how beautiful is this bread? Baruch hamakom shabara. Yotze the bracha. Ra te'ena v'omer kamenoa te'ena zu baruch hamakom shabara. Yotze. Divra Meir, that's Rameir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kalamashan Mabeya Shatav Chum Brachos Leyotzi Dechavasa. Very big important rule in Mesechus Brachos. If you didn't say the Nusach HaBracha that the Chachamim instituted, you're not Yotze at all. Name Rav Huna Damar Krav Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Krav Meir. So you see, it's exactly the same machlokas. Are you Yotze when you make a shakal on pas? It's a Meshanami Madbeya. But it does get the point across. So Amar Lach Rav Huna, no Damri Afilu Rav Meir. No, it's not the same machlokas at all. Rav Huna would say, I who say that the shakel does not work on bread and wine could even agree with Rabbi Meir that kamina pasu is a good enough bracha. Ad kam lo kam Rav Meir rasam elayichu de kamatker shmei de pas. Aval elayichu de lo kamatker shmei de pas afilu Rav Meir moda. Over there, at least you're mentioning the bread. But over here, when you say shakel, you're not mentioning the bread at all. So even Rav Meir would admit it's no good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan says shakel is good. We'll say anad amri afilu Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree with me. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi asam. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's no good to say brich rachmanu daipita el mishum dekama bracha del takin rabbanan? You're making up your own bracha. The rabbanan never made such a bracha of brich rachmana. Aval amr shakol niyabedvaru the takin rabbanan afilu Rabbi Yossi moda. But if you say shakol niyabedvaru, which is a real bracha, so then even Rabbi Yossi would admit. Binyamin raya karach rift of amr brich mari daipita. Binyamin the shepherd used to make a bracha brich mara da hai pita. That was his bracha. Amar Rav Yotza. So Rav says, good enough. Vam Rav kol bracha shem ba'askar sa shem ein a bracha. How could Rav say that? I thought Rav holds you need to say shem Hashem in the bracha. Da'amar brich rachmana mare da hai pita. We said brich rachmana mare da hai pita. Not just brich mare da hai pita. So he says, rachmana, he mentioned shem Hashem. I've been in sholosh brachas, but don't you need a full birch samazon? So my yotza to come Rav Nami, yotzi de bracha rishona. Yeah, that's for bracha achrona, but bracha rishona is yotze. Michael Mashlin, Avgad Omer Blashon Chol. Why, your big chiddush is that even though you say it in a language other than Hebrew, yotze bracha, Tanina, Velen Amar Bakaloshon, Parsha Sota, Vidoy Meiser, Ukriya Shmao, Tfilo, Birch Samazon. Brachas and foods are allowed to be said in any language. We already know that. What's the great chiddush? So it's Salkadai to Kamin Alimid Domer Blashon Chol, Kiechid Kin Rabban Blashon Kodesh. Avlom Blashon Chol, Kiechid Kin Rabban Blashon Kodesh, Emelov. I might have thought, when are you yotze in another language when you translate the brach into another language, but you make up your own nusach, I would think it's no good. Kamashmalan comes to tell me it's good enough. Gufa, Amrav, kol bracha shein ba'askar sa shem in a bracha. If you don't mention the shem Hashem in the bracha, it's not a good bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol bracha shein ba'malchus in a bracha. Not just good enough to say shem Hashem, you need to say elkein melech ha'olam. Amrav, ba'i kavasei derav mistavre, detanya lo avarti mitzosecha v'lo shechachti, lo avarti milavarechecha. In the Vidur Maestros, what do we say? I didn't violate. What does it mean I didn't violate? I didn't fail to say a bracha. Says Rashi, I didn't fail to say the birchsa mitzvah nafrashas trumas ha'maestros. Ask all the acronym. Brachos are derabanan. What do you mean? Lo avarti in the Torah means I didn't fail to say a birch samitzvah. Birch samitzvah derabanan. Very important kashu. We don't have time for right now. Lo shachachti milahaskir shimcha olav, and I didn't forget to bless you, Hashem. Ve'ilu malchus lo katani, but it never says anything about malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Tani ve'lo shachachti milahaskir shimcha umalchuscha olav. Ve'lo shachachti means shame umalchus, not just shame. Says the Mishnah. Valdavar shame gidul minar tomer shakol ni abedvaru. Things that don't grow from the ground, the bracha. Shahakal, ala chometz, ala novlos, ala govai, on vinegar, on novlos, we'll see what that is, on kosher grasshoppers, omer shakol yabidvaro, rabido omer kolshu min klala in mvarchanalav. Anything that itself is a klala, you don't make a bracha. Like grasshoppers is a big klala for farmers to have grasshoppers. Vinegar is when wine goes bad, that's a klala. Hayulfan of minim harbe, rabido omer miyeshbinay min shiva, alavu mvarich, lechomu mvarchalez men shiirtza. If you have a lot of things in front of you, so as long as you have one of the shivas haminim, you make a bracha. bracha on that first, and the Chacham say, now, whatever you want, you make a bracha on. Tanu Rabbanan, al davar shein gidula min haaretz, kigon basar behemos, chayos, va'ofos, v'dagim, omer shakol niya b'dvaro. If you have a meat of anything, you make a shakol. Al chalav, al beitzim, al gvina, omer shakol. On milk, on eggs, on cheese, shakol. Al apas she'ifsha, on spoiled bread, v'al yayin she'hikrim, on souring wine, v'al atavshil shavar tzurasa, on cooked food that's going bad, omer shahakol, it's downgraded to a shahakol. Al melech, v'al azamis, on salt, and on brine, v'al kmenu pitrios, on mushrooms, omer shahakol. You make a shahakol on mushrooms as well. The name of the kmenu pitrios, lav gidul karkaninu. What, you mean to say mushrooms don't grow from the ground? V'atanya, I know the reperus haaretz, also reperus haaretz, umutu b'kmenu pitrios. If a person says that he doesn't want to get hana from peros haaretz, he's allowed to eat mushrooms. V'im amar kol gidule karka alai, asraf b'kmenu pitrios. But if he says that he's not going to have any gidule karka, then he's not even allowed to have kmenu pitrios. So don't you see it counts as gidule karka? Amar abayi mir b'rabu me'ara, menikul yanki me'ara. They grow from the ground, but that's not where they get their nourishment from. Their nourishment is from the air. Meaning if you have a damp carpet, you can grow kmenu pitrios on your carpet also. You know, it's not yonik at all from the nutrients of the ground. I've al davar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz katani, but it's said by Nedarim, something that's not gidulo min ha'aretz, doesn't grow from the ground. No, it didn't mean that. It meant t'ni al davar she'en yonik min ha'aretz. A kmenu pitrios is something that's not yonik min ha'aretz, not something that's saying gidulo min ha'aretz. So I'm sorry, in our brayso, when we said shahakol is on something that's not gidulo min ha'aretz, we mean to say no, something that's not yonik min ha'aretz. That's why mushrooms are halacha lemaisa shahakol. People probably aren't so aware of that. They view it as a vegetable, but it's really a shahakol. Okay.